You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, Nikki Kay made a press release in response to Labour's policy to abolish national standards. The new education minister, Chris Hipkins, announced that their new policy will be part of a larger education policy to focus on a wider subject base. The policy outlines that schools will be free to choose a method of assessment for pupils between grade 1 and 8, but they will still have to report to parents on individual children's progress against the 8 levels of curriculum. They aim to reinvest the money into professional development programs that assist students who are struggling. I spoke to former Education Minister Nikki Kay and asked her to outline her biggest concerns about the policy.
Well, threefold. Firstly, you know, the whole point of national standards is that we ensure that parents and teachers have a good understanding of how children are doing in reading and writing and math. That's really important, particularly for those kids that might be struggling. And Labor have announced that they're going to get rid of national standards without the clear detail of the system that they're going to replace it with. Now, we campaigned in this election on shifting to student progress, which we're supportive of, but it seems wrong to me to be saying you're going to scrap something without having a very detailed system to replace it with.
Just following on from that, the new education minister, Chris Hipkins, says schools would be able to choose their own way of assessing children's progress. And then in their policy, it says that the primary schools will still have to report to parents on individual students' progress against the 8 levels of curriculum. Why do you see this as not a viable option?
Well, it's because there is no major detail. Those are statements, but what matters is how do you moderate between the information that you're getting at the centre? So how do you have confidence in the different ways that schools are reporting? What is the detail of what will actually be reported? What will parents actually get guaranteed? The Education Minister has made some high-level statements, but that is not the replacement for a detailed system, including tools.
So in your experience, why is it so important to have this communication between schools and the government nationally?
Well, it's not just between schools and the government. It's also about between schools and parents. And it's really important for several reasons. Firstly, if we want to know where we need to be able to help invest resources for those schools that need it because children might be struggling, then we need to have good, clear information about where that's happening. That's why we, you know, initially brought a national standard. Secondly, we want parents to have good information about how their children are doing so that they can be involved in their learning.
So do you view that the schools, therefore, will not be able to provide adequate information to the parents without the framework of national standards?
No. What I'm saying is that we oppose getting rid of national standards. We campaigned at the election actually on moving to a system of student progression. But what I'm saying is for the minister to say that he's going to get rid of a system which has had years of investment quickly without having a clear replacement, in my view, is irresponsible.
Okay, and therefore it's not adequate to
That's right. I mean, I think it's the onus is on the minister to clearly articulate what the detail is of the new system that would provide reporting to parents, but also the detail of what schools would be required to report, how are they going to have consistency, and what that looks like. And we haven't seen any of that detail yet. We're being told that national standards will be gone quickly. We also haven't had any timeframes from the minister about what that means. And so you can imagine I've got very concerned parents about at the very least wanting to see that detail.
So how has the national standards that you brought in 2010 aided education practically?
Well, I think it's done a couple of things. Again, it's enabled the government to be able to target resource to those schools where students need additional support in numeracy and literacy. That's been one benefit. The second thing is it's provided much better information for parents about how their children are doing. But that doesn't mean that there doesn't need to be improvements. And that's why, you know, there is a bit of a consensus to move to student progression. But these are huge decisions that require, in my view, very clear policy, but also clear investment. We haven't been told how much this is going to cost, but also engagement with not only education leaders but also parents. We're not seeing any of that. We're just being told that the national standards will be scrapped without any of that detail, without any time frame, and I think that's wrong.
Earlier this year in September, Linda Stewart, the president of the Primary Teachers Union, NZZEI, said in an interview with the Herald that this constant measuring of reading, writing and mathematics won't help our students to grow. Students and their teachers already know what their next learning steps are. This kind of comment begs the question of who are the standards for ultimately?
Well, I think they're for students, they're for parents, they're for educators. And I think that, you know, that's part of what I'm concerned about is, yes, I do understand that there will be a group of teachers that don't like national standards, but then you agree on what that replacement system is. And what we're not clear about is what the detail of what that is, but also parents should have a voice in these conversations because they are the people that will be receiving that information. But at the moment we are none the wiser as to what the detail is going to be of any potential replacement requirements. We're none the wiser of the costs of scrapping national standards. We're none the wiser of whether parents will be involved in these conversations. And so, you know, I'm really calling on the minister to front up with this information because people are very concerned.
So they've said part of the funding they want to reinvest into professional development programs that assist students who are struggling. Now, obviously, with like the larger budget not released for education, we can't say how much that will be. But do you think this is a reasonable option?
Well, again, it's very difficult to judge what they're doing because they haven't released any of these figures in terms of costings.
So, in terms of ideas?
Well, we've already increased, the previous government significantly invested in professional development to the extent that actually in areas like digital fluency, there was a significant package, more than $20 million put up. So there's already significant investment there. But I think it's unfair to say that they're going to invest some of that money in professional development when we haven't seen what the costs are of replacing national standards, when we haven't seen what the new system is. So I think they need to front up with those figures before they're going to say how they're going to spend it because no one has clarity of exactly what the detail is.
Yeah, and so in your view, you see this as all the ideas and no funding behind it, and therefore we can't say what this will look like. But just on an ideas base, as the former education minister, is there anything in it that you agree with?
Well, look, at the basic principled level, we believe that there should be clear, good reporting for parents. We think national standards has provided that. We believe in student progression, but we also believe that they need to front up with the detail of what they're proposing. So otherwise we're having an academic conversation for which we don't know the detail of what information parents are going to get. We don't know exactly what will be able to be collected at the ministry level so that resource can be targeted. We don't know what they're talking about in terms of the figures that they may say would be invested in professional development. None of this stuff can be looked at properly without Mr. Hipkins releasing full proposals of what the replacement system will be.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.